you have here a lot of halachas, many of the goofy halachas of the Torah. One of the surim is kelayim. It says as chukoyset ishmeru, behem tcholay sabia kelayim, sod tcholay sizer kelayim, uveged kelayim shatnos loyal olecha. In other words, the Torah made a klal on kelayim, and that includes a lot of subcategories of different types of kelayim. The Rishonim, we've seen a lot of times, all learn that the Mahalach is because you ke'ilu being makhish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability and a wisdom, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created X amount of minim, and the fact that you're trying to add more minim, change the minim, add minim, that's what it's about. So the Mahalach of ke'ilu, it's HaKoron HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. That's the way in which the Rishonim learn over here. The Radak asks a question, that's true about Kelayim in terms of animals, maybe even in terms of Begodim. You could say Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu made different types of fibers, and you feel a need to create a new Beged. But Lemaisa, what about Kelaya Soda? Doesn't create a new Min. You don't get a new Min when you grow things Betarovis Nesoda. It's only by lunis when you have our cover, that's when. But in the sod, there's no real new min. So why are kilayas roim asa? He says it's kind of a Torah. The Torah asks it machmos other things. But upon you see that there's an isin kilayim that is lechura different than just the fact that you're creating a new min. And even the truth of shatness is very hard to understand it. You could say in terms of the fiber and so on, but b'cholzo it's not a davar pashut to understand. The Torah introduces kelayim as the choik. In other words, es chukoyse tishmeru. First, we have a bunch of halachis that seem to be most of them either edus or mishpatim, fairly easy halachis to understand. Es chukoyse tishmeru. So Rashi says, ve'eluhei, ve'emtos hebiya klayim, and so on. In other words, choik are going to be the following, klayim and so on. If choik is something that has no tam, the avia chukim is really paraduma. The fact that the Torah says these are chukim, elu chukim, is klayim and so on, means that there's an akud in klayim, that you see something in Kelayim about Chukim that you don't see in other ones. A second inyan that we in Kelayim, sort of a sub-inyan, you find another area of Kelayim that is very strange, and that is in Kelayim of... by people it's also Shaykh Kelayim. Two places where it's Shaykh. First of all, a Koyin. If a woman lived with one of two Kohanim, and it's clear, each one is a Kohen Kosher, it's clear that the Vlad belongs to one of them, but it's not clear which one, so the Rabbanan passel the Vlad Lekahuna, and it's a psul that's kind of a, it's anchored in the Deiraistik type of Vlad, a psul. It's a psul that, since his Yichus is not clear to us, even though he's clearly a Kohen, there's a psul in it. That is a chachamim, but l'chur it's based on a din d'oraisa. The halacha is that if a woman is married to somebody and the husband dies or gets divorced, or she gets divorced, she's not allowed to remarry for 3 months. It's called hafchana. So sometimes there is a real deraisa. By Yibum Mechlitza, there's a real Shaila deraisa. Because if the first husband, if she's expecting from the first husband, then she's also the second one. But in a regular din, there is no reason in the world to say that she's also. So the Gemara dashes a pasuk. It says, Lios l'chola l'kim l'zarecha achrecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be, is mashre shchina to Klal Yisrael and to their children achrecha following. And if it's not clear whose child you are, there's not going to be a real Ashuas Ashchina, which is hard to understand. The child is Jewish. The child is 100% Jewish. More than that, the Gemara could have said a better chash, and some Rishonim add, Lemaisa, it creates a real suffix in Arayas. Can he marry the sister from a first one? Can he marry Kroivim of the first one? Whose child makes a very big nafkamina in Arayas? So the Teretz is, in Arayas, you could be machman both. There's an eitz of it, but there's something intrinsically wrong. And it seems that the Raisa, that one has to lias the chol lekim lozarecha achrecha, is a deraisa that you have to for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be mashva shchinas and klai yisrael, it needs to be dafka with the hemshich. It's hard not to deherit from a climatic standpoint. Another aspect of the kelayim that makes it so unique, we're used to hearing a lot about Erev Rav, about Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, that it's very bad when you mix in different koiches of Tov and Ra, that you should it makes it worse, because when a person recognizes the enemy it's good, when the enemy infiltrates it's not good. So there's a lot spoken about the problem of Tarovis in the sense of the beard that kind of integrates into Klal Yisrael and seems to be part of it. That's a very understandable problem. But when we take two things that are good, the Gemara says that Basa B'Cholov is a Chiddush, because Basa is Mut and Cholov is Mut, what's the problem if you mix them together? Pishtun is Mut and Tzem is Mut, what's the problem if you mix it together? Kelayim, Chamor is Min, that you're allowed to use, and a sus is a min you're allowed to use. What's the problem if you mix them together? Where's the toiv and ra over there? They're both asa to eat, and they're both muta to use. How do you understand tarovis when you're dealing with toiv and toiv? What's wrong with tarovis, toiv and toiv? One more inyan in a separate area in the parasha. It says kdoshim tiyu. So the taich of kdoshim Rashi and other Rishonim learned means prushim, muvdolim, miloshin havdola and prisha. The word kedusha means to withdraw or to be apart from, set aside. And Rashi brings the famous, the Rabban brings this, Kadosh Asmach B'Mutar Lecha. Now, it's very unclear how do we define the problem. The Torah says there are things that are asa, there are things that are mutter. The things that are mutter should be mutter. And even if you want to say it's good, for instance, it's even though you're allowed to eat, but you're supposed to kind of put restraint on yourself. So there should be some sort of lashon of being memayit, of restraining. The word kadosh muvdal means completely apart from. That's not true. The things a person is supposed to eat, he eats. It's not an iser. The word kadosh implies, the word havdalah means it's completely distinct. So something little havdol ben akodesh lachoil, ben akodesh latomei, or even ben kodesh lakodesh, we say Shabbos and Yontif are two separate entities. That's lahavdol ben kodesh lakodesh. And never shall the twain meet. There's no, they are distinct. Chaza, we don't eat. Basa behemu, we eat. Are you supposed to restrain yourself? Yes. Are you supposed to be memayet if you can? Yes. But how does the word havdalah, where's the concept of the havdalah to what's mutter? Ishtoi of a person is mutter to him. He's supposed to be restrained, he's supposed to be memayet, but it's not us. How do you call that to be muvdal if lemaisa it's mutter and you partake of it? So let's go back to the Kalayim Inyan. And let's understand a little bit about the Issa of the Kalayim. It's the Lashon is a Zohar HaKadosh, and we'll try to explain a little bit. The Zohar speaks about in the Parsha, and he says that Valdok siv es chukoyse tishmeru, begin the kol chad v'chad memuna al milu yedua ba'almo. Choyk refers to malachim or memunim, and he had spoke before that he said before that every single element in the world, even the smallest blade of grass, has a certain malach that's memuna on it, and everything has malachim imun on it. And that's the word choik. The word choik is the koach or the malach or whatever it is that's memun on it. And that's why it says chukah shemayim v'aretz l'samti. The word choik is something firm, a pillar, and it's the koach min hashemayim that supports everything in the world. That's what the pasuk of chukah shemayim is going back to these kochos, these malachim. Begin the kol chad v'chad memuna al mila yediyah ba'alma. Each and every one is specified for a certain koach in the world. Bahu choik. Begin kach osel lemichlav zinin. That's why you're not allowed to exchange minim. Ula ola zina bezina achra, and to mix one min with another min. Begin the akel kol chela v'chela mesray. Because he's oiker all of these kochos from their place. Ve'akchish pumbi de malka, and is makchish the person of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zohar says every single bria has its specified koyach, and if you mix them, if you make kelayim, you're oiker that koyach, those koyches, and b'meli you makchish the person of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says kelayim, the word kelayim evuvia, it's miloshen evuvia. The ovid evuvia bechela de la'ela, if you mix the koiches lamala, va'akrish pumba de malka, and you are therefore denying the person of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamaritma, like it says, ubeget kalayim shatnes layalo lecha. That's the definition that the Zohar Kodesh gives to kalayim. And then he fears ois and he says, that's why a person should listen to the tziva melech. He should do everything biyashrus. Tochazi, b'shaite ba'anash achzi uvda l'sata b'yuch misha. When a person does something in a derech yishara, kimod yitzrich, like he's supposed to do, nogid v'nofik v'shayelu ruach kadish elo. Then a ruach of kedusha descends on him. U'b'shaite di achzi uvda l'sata b'yuch hakima. When he does things crookedly, the less iu erech misha, that's not a direct or straight route, Kedei nagid v'nofik v'shal ruach achra, a different ruach asher in him, the la'itztrich, the satelei barnash, the starvish. It pushes the person to sitra achra. Man moshech alei ahu rucha, what caused it? Havaim ahu uvda da'achzim star achra. That is what's negeh to us in Lashon Zayah. Let's try to chew it up and understand it, because the teichen of the Inyanim is really here. When an event happened in the past, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Beir Olamis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, on the one hand, the Hester. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, but there is a line that goes straight to him. There's a straight line that goes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to everything in the world. What the Zohar means when he talks about these koiches that are memuna, what we're talking about really is like it's a thread that stretches straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the person. I mean, Moshel Ma'adav Adoyma, if you have something wireless, you don't see the connection between the root and the terminal. You don't see the source and the terminal connected. It's a wireless connection, and you don't see it. If it's connected with a wire, then the wire goes straight from the shoresh straight to whatever it is, whatever instrument that you are using. So the koyches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the bria, it's not the pshat. We understand it's a reyesa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't handle it all, so he has little koiches for everything and so on and so forth. The koiches are there to demonstrate the line between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The old stories was when a person went into a cave and he wouldn't know how to come out, so he took string with him. He kept rolling out a ball of string so that he would know to retrace his steps. There is an ongoing hemshich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisa bria to the Nivroim. Those koiches are the malachim that are there. So when just like, for instance, if a person if a person traces the cause and effect, the scientific cause and effect, he keeps tracing it back, it will lead him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world of Koiches, Malachim, and so on, it's the same thing. Everything in the world is its own Bria. Everything in the world has a Sheirish, it has the Sheirish Lamala, and everything has a bridge between him and the Sheirish, which is the Malach or the Koyach or whatever it is. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesadeh the world. When a person goes and he mixes it, so what he does is he obfuscates the origin of the thing. For instance, if there's a bottle if there are different bottles with different paints in one place, and I have a painting in front of me with the same colors, so it's very easy to see the blue came from the blue, the red came from the red, the yellow came from the yellow, and so on. If I mix the colors and then I apply them, so I take a look, the orange, there is no orange in the marker, there is no purple in the marker, and so on. So I am obfuscating the connection between the paints there to here. So if I think about it, I definitely come up with, and I say, well, where did this paint come from? And if you break the paint into parts, but I've lost to a large part the kesha from before to here. That's what the Zohar Kaddish means. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the world, and the Nivroim, and then there's the Choyk. The Choyk is things that are firmly in place. When something, there's an implication, Mishpat means it's reasoned. So when something is reasoned, it's flexible. If you know, in this case it applies, in this case it doesn't apply, in other case it's that. When the Gemara is done on a Shaila with Seichel, a Choyshe Mishpatik a Shaila, so there's leeway. We keep defining and redefining and remaking. When we're done with something in terms of choik, it's exactly kasef. The Torah said, and that's that. There's a certain firmness between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a choik, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu very readily because of the straightness of the connection. It doesn't go through any layers of seichel adaptation or anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, paraduma, paraduma. That's straightforward. So in the world, that is the world of chukim. When a person mixes this minim, and he brings into the world a min that has no clear sheirish to that which was before, then basically he destroys the most visible connection to its sheirish. That is what the Zohar means. If a person does things straight, in other words, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the world, and this is what I keep, this is what I was told to do, and I do it exactly as I'm supposed to do it, as long as, like a pipe that's straight, it flows very readily. It goes in a straight line, the connection is visible, and it goes in a straight line. Crooked things, what happens in a crooked thing is, I lose sight of the sheirish, and b'meila the sheirish doesn't flow so easily anymore. If I take a pipe and I start making all sorts of kinks in the pipe, so A, it becomes very hard to tell where it came from, and trouble starts. When a person has very complex wiring, you try to keep the wiring as straight as possible so that you recognize immediately where it comes from to fix it, and the less it's intertwined, the less problems there are. When it starts becoming very, very muddly, you lose sight of where it came from, and it's impossible almost to fix it, to associate where is this lead coming from, and the etzem fact that it's not a straight line creates its problems. So the Zohar says, from Kilayim we learn that if a person taps into things with a hemshich, with a straight hemshich from the sheirish, then the person he retains the chayk, he retains those malachim, so to speak, and b'meili is mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. He doesn't lose sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the person starts twisting, so he's no longer in a direct line for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he no longer has sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And therefore, that begins Sitra Achra. Sitra Achra is the Zoya's Melitza for Yetzer Hara, for Ra. Sitra Achra means an alternative side. It's no longer part of the Sheirish, it's something alternative. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that speaks about a young chick and how far it would go away from its nest. And it says, it'll hop as long as it's in direct line of vision from the nest that it comes from. If it loses sight, it doesn't go further. It keeps within a line of sight. That's the teva of things that are still attached to the sheirish. It can't lose sight of its sheirish. That's the pshat in Chazal when they said that when these two dinim that we spoke about of yichus. Certainly, if he is part and parcel of, he's a kohen. Statistically, he's 100% a kohen. His father was a kohen because his father was either Reuven the kohen or Shimon the kohen or Levi the kohen. So he's definitely a kohen. But kahuna is yichus. Kahuna is it's la'aron or la'banav. When you don't have the direct hemshich of Aaron to Banav, even though theoretically we know it's some ben of Aaron, that's lacking kahuna. So it's the Ram learns it's called Rabbanan, but it's a Rabbanan in a very fundamental sense of defining what kahuna is. The same thing in the mitzvah of Avchana. If you're Yisrael, you're Yisrael. You don't become Ois Yisrael. But if the Pasuk says, V'hoya lechol elokim ulozar echa achrecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, not because he's our God, it's because he's Avram's God, and Avram's sons, and Avram's grandsons, and Avram's great-grandsons. Lacking the precise sequence is lacking fundamentally in the Chibur to Elokei Avram. And that's the most definite Sheirish there is Elokei Avram. And the minute I begin to go become crooked, when there's a lack of a clear alignment, then that moves towards Sitra Achra. Mara says in Psochim that miyoyim shenigna sefer yuchsin, that they used to have sefer yuchsin, had the yuchsin of all the different mishpachas. It says tosh koichon v'keihe einehem sheyisrael. Klal Yisrael became greatly weakened and their eyesight got dimmed. In other words, they no longer can see back in where they're coming from. So they can't go forward. Just like that yoina that we spoke about, that if it can't see its nest, it doesn't go forward. Klal Yisrael, if they lost their sense of hemshech from Avram, then their koyach is tosh. It comes together. The kehius einayim, the lack of sight, of line of sight, b'meila creates that lack of hemshech. So we have a very fundamental din that we have a very fundamental yisoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of connection is in the bracious of things, in the sheirish of things. The sheirish is the part that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of our avoida of keeping the connection is not to distort the lines that keep us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the world of Kalayim. So even though the two minim are mutter, and it's heter and heter, but this new min is not directly connected to any Maisa Bracious, and that's why it's not good. A Koyin who is definitely a Koyin, but there's no straight line between Aaron to him. There's a gap in the middle, even though we know that it's there, but we don't see the connection. He's fundamentally lacking Kedushas Kahuna. And Klal Yisrael, it's interesting. Even though in Klal Yisrael we could have said a better reason, Farayis, we could have said that if we're not sure who it is, it creates all sorts of problems. The Teretz is no. There is a definite need to see the direct line, and in a fundamental way, that's a more chomer reason even than the Chashash Arayis. On Arayis, you could be Machmeh. See Machmeh on all of his craving, on all his craving. It's awkward, it's problematic, but it can be done. when you're lacking this, who your father is, if you don't have a father, then you're not connected to Klai Yisrael fully, and that's a problem. There's a lashon, different lashon is used for arayas, ta'eva, and tevel, and one of them is zima. Zima is quite commonly used in Nevi'im. In Chumash, it appears only two or three times. And it appears by Isho Bita. That. So the Gemara says, Nedarim, what's Zima? So it says, Zumahi. What is this? So so some Rishonim say, simply it's a problem that you don't know whose daughter and whose sister, and you might be marrying a sister, you might be marrying a daughter. It creates a world of problematic arayas. The truth is, L'chura, it's a lot more problematic when a person stumbles without kedushin with different women, because then you take don't know whose brothers and whose sisters. I mean, Isho Bita is not different than other arayas. But Samshan learns Zumahi that it's not clear, there's a certain lack of clarity between the generations. Whose son and which generation you are. Is the problem by Bita V'Choset that the children become a tyrebis of we don't know whose father and whose son and whose mother and whose daughter. That is a bigger pegia in a sense than other things. Zumahi means this is a type of arayas that succeeds in cutting the sense of continuity. If you don't know who's the second generation, who's the third generation, then basically strikes at the heart of hemsheichus, of continuity from the shoresh onwards. And in that sense, that's the zumahi. Let's go now to the kedoshim part and let's understand it. Until now we've spoken looking from the shoresh outwards. In other words, I stand at the root, and I say I've got a responsibility to keep each layer in place, and so on. What's nagia to us a lot more is the opposite direction. When a person sees something, the question is, wherein lies his tfisa? And we'll explain a little bit. When a person what does it mean? We ask, what does it mean? Kaddish atzmacha b'mutalecha. What kind of precious? If you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it, and so on. So, let's understand the musig of it. Let's say a person is very immature, and he clowns a lot. And he does silly and stupid things and so on. And we tell him, we're mochiach him. We tell him, don't do things that are stupid, don't do things silly. You're older, you should be more mature, v'chulu v'chulu. And then we tell him, listen, you would be very good for working with little kids, for being misameach sick people, for being misameach a chas and kala, whatever it is. So the person acts mature 85% of the time, and 15% of the time, he's a kid. So, and those 15% of the time, it's him. It's the clown Shabbai, and that's him. On the other hand, let's take a person who's very mature, very serious, very nichbad, and so on. And we tell him, listen, there's a sick child here. We've got to snap his mood. The only way to do it is if you clown and make him funny. And that's Pikuach Nefesh. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. You've got to do it that way. So the person forces himself, and he does what he has to do, and he acts funny, does all sorts of stupid things and silly things and so on, and he's misamech the child. So it didn't become part of the person. It didn't become he wasn't a clown for 15 minutes. He clowns for 15 minutes. He did the pu'ulas, but it was like wearing a mask. It's like when you put on a mask, it's not you. It's two separate things. It's you and there's a layer on top of it. So in the terms of personality, we have activities that we can do, and then there are things that we become. And that is a very fine distinction. So for instance, let's say a person is told, you're not supposed to eat tarfis, not supposed to eat tarfis. Not supposed to eat that. But in the times that the things that he's allowed to eat, he's a glutton. So then the person is, for the items and times that the person is allowed to eat, then he's back again an animal. If the person has a koyach varayis, so we say this is also, then it's also, and so on. Fine. But when the times that it's mutter, then it's the same koyach hanefesh as somebody that's shakun arayis. So I'm part and parcel of those activities, except they're limited to certain boundaries. The Torah says the world of mutter, there's ktumah or iser, and that's something that's outside of your world. There's mitzvah, and that's supposed to be you and your world. Heter is supposed to be something that never becomes part of you. Heter is something that you use, but it's not you. So the fact that the person himself, Kaddish Atzcho B'Mutlacha means heter is used a lot. Everything we do is done with heter, but it's supposed to be moved all from you. It's not supposed to become part of yourself. It's supposed to be apart from you, and that's the and that's the chiyuv of Kaddishim to you. So it does. It's not meant. The correct implication of it is not his to be memayit. Don't eat a lot. That's not really. That's a side point to it. Don't become an eater. And eat, but don't become a gavra of that's a glutton. You're not an eater. You eat. Because the Torah says this is one of the elements of living, is eating. A person is supposed to be mesiachad rishtoi, but don't become a novel. It's these are the pe'ulas that a person should do, but they shouldn't become part of him. So k'doshim tiyu is a klal kol ha'Torah kula, because, and that's what Ramban says, it's a klal that covers everything. The point that Ramban is, the word is really distinct. It's like oil and water. These are heter is not meant that they should become part of your personality. They should be the things that your personality uses. Like it says in the Gemara, says Ezu Talmud Chacham. Who's a Talmud Chacham? Hayodea lahafach es chaluko, a person who knows how to turn his begadim inside out. So the pasuk pshat there is because you're not allowed to wear begadim inside out. He turns them around and he wears them the right way. You're not supposed to have the seam outside. The Goyen says chaluko refers to midas. In a broader sense, when a person dons garments, the garment is a utensil. So it says the mashal, a person when he takes out the ashes, the trumas hadeshen, he puts on begadim that are fitting for that. Kohen Gadol puts on his begadim. There's big day malchus, there's big day srara. There are all sorts of begadim. A Talmud Chacham is somebody that the begadim don't become the person and don't define the person. It's a mila that whatever, if the person has to take out garbage, he doesn't become a garbage collector. And if the person has to kill, he doesn't become a killer. And if the person cooks, he doesn't become a cook. The person is the person, and the begodim he takes on and he takes off and puts on as the occasion demands. So the Talmud Chacham is somebody that has his own mitzias, and it is a part from the more exterior part, which the Goyen calls the midas, and we're referring to the general activities of heter and so on. So let's use this understanding, and let's sort of go backwards with it and understand l'mafreya. When a person approaches the world, there's a chassidish avart, I think it's Ishbitzer said it. It says al tifnu el elilim. It's in this week's sedra also. Al tifnu el ha elilim. He says the word alya means a tail. So he says don't focus on the tail, focus on the head. That's the Chassidish Nusach. But what it means is, when we look around and we see things, the original Tfisa is on the Chitzayne Sheboy. If we use a person, if you tell a person a word and ask him, think and associate, think of a picture that you become, that you associate with the word. So if we tell the word chasana, immediately the picture of the smorgasbord is going to flash in front of us, because that's why we see it. We see the outermost beged, we grab things by the tail, because that's our metzias. Somebody who's meroimim sees two people building a life, dairis, a hemshech of dairis. That's what he sees. When he hears the word chasana, he sees, dair after dair and another dair. That is a because he sees things by the he grabs it by the head. If you tell a person melech, malchus, so we think of the crown and riding in a big motorcade and hoo-ha and so on. Someone who sees things from the Roish sees the burden of a whole klal on one person's shoulders, that every single thing is his responsibility. He sees the srara and the avdus. He sees the avdus and not the srara. They're both true, but the question is, where do I grab things, at the tail or at the head? And if I grab it at the tail, that's a p'china of elilim. Every avodah zarah is the tail end of a process. And if I see the avodah zarah shaboy, and when I focus on the end of it, I'm being over avodah zarah in a certain sense. And if I'm always grabbing something at its head, then I have it at its emes. It's very interesting. There's a Zohar that says that in Klai Yisrael's in Golus, it's like a snake. A snake, when it moves, sometimes the head is on top and the tail is on the bottom. Sometimes the head is on the bottom and the tail is up. So he says that the brings a pasuk that in the Golus, its tzura is the tail being on top and the head on the bottom. In other words, we see things with the bottom line of it and the end of it, and we don't understand, and we certainly don't grasp it from the Sheresh HaDvarim. So to sum up what we spoke, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashre Shechina and shows his hashgacha through the thread that starts from the one point that was in the da me'ayin basul anata hoylech lifnei mi'at asedin v'cheshem. The me'ayin bas is the only thing that already exists in our plane as well. There is already me'ayin basa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world in a way that every single element in the world has a thread that comes from someplace. Let's take even a simple example. Parnasa. It says, Alekim boras adam yosha vehimu biksha chashbenis rabbi. If a person is straight, basically what he's saying is, listen, Parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what you can do, this is what you ought to do, and this is what you ought not to do. It's going to, if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to come straight. And whatever amount it is, if it'll come straight, it's fine. The person who doesn't have that tfisa, so he doesn't mind that the line from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him means this through a lot of different crooked ways. So basically, it can't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crooked. So basically, what he's coming is, he's in a certain sense, he's being monotic, what he's getting from its mucker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his Ashkacha and keeps his Ashpah through straight lines. And the Is of Kelayim, and the Isser, and in the Chiv of Yichus, and the Birra Yichus, and the Behirus Yichus of Vayochal Lekimel Zarecha Chrecha, and afchana are part of this big picture. And even if a person takes two things of heta, if he's definitely a son of one of five kahanim, or his father is definitely Yisrael, he takes two peiros that are mutter. Even zroyim, the problem with zroyim is it doesn't create a new min, but the yidnika becomes this arif. Each plant is yonik from someplace else. That's what the problem is. Each min is yonik. There, a person that destroys the hemshach ma'akadosh baruch hu to the bria, and in a certain sense creates an illusion of avodah zarah at the end of it. A person's chiyuv is the way our avodah is to take things, to keep the things apart. Taivas achila has no mokam avodah Hashem. There's achila on Shabbos and there's taivas achila. It's two separate things. Taivas noshim has no part be'etzim avodah Hashem. Ishus does. To understand the distinction between taiv and ishus is what keeps the two apart, and we don't funnel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs through the world of taiva. That's crooked. And same thing with lies and everything that's bad in the bria. Every time we twist HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs and hashpahs, we create that. And a person who is a more of a shayushdika person, a person who's a deeper person, it's not a question of seichel. It's not a question of sichlius. It's a question of nafshius. We learn to grab things by the shayrish rather than by the chitzonius. If a person, if a chasna immediately controls the chitzonius, the person is a chitzon. Then that's what the person is holding by the tail. He's by the alilim. That's his mitzvah, because he sees things that way. He doesn't see things as they are in their root. He sees things as in their presentation. When a person is a deeper person, when a person's nefesh is kosher to the sheirish, like he says, when a person is a yosher and he sees things as a constant hemshir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, what I have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the situations are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so the person also dehairs things in the world that way. The Shabbos suit dehairs the Kvodah Shel Shabbos. He dehairs the Mehemnusa Mechabdusa. It's a whole way of looking at things. And when a person from the end of the road, which is where we are, grabs things not by the Alya, but by the Roish, if he's able to grab things by the Sheirish, then he has the avtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Vayisi l'chol l'kim l'zarecha achrecha. If the line is straight and if the hemshech is clear, then the l'kei Avram is our l'kim l'zarecha.